ओम अपकानतेंद्रांदस्तावनाशलाखयाचक्षुर्मिलितंदीनांतस्मैंसीगुरवीनमः स्थापितं येन भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिविद्वान्त सरस्वतीनामि श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तत्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री प्रहलाद उवाच ब्रह्मादय सुरगण मुनय सोषिध्या सत्यैकतानगत यो मदसां प्रवाहै नाराधितं पुरुगणैरघुनापि पिप्रुः किन्तोष्टुमर्हति समी हरिरुग्रजाते मन्ने धनाभिजनरूपतपःसुतौज सेजप्रभाववनपौरसबुद्धिजोगाः नाराधनाय भवन्ति परस्तपुंसो भक्त्या चुतोष भगवान् गजदूतपाय विप्राद्विसरगुणयुताद्धरविन्दनाभम् पादारविन्द विमुखात् सपचं बधिष्यम् मन्ये तदर्पितमनो वचनेहिताच्य प्राणं पुनाति सकुलं उन्नति कूरिमाणा नैवात्मन प्रभुदयं निजलाभपूर्ण मानं जनाद विदुषो करुणप्रणीते जज्जज्जनो भगवते विदधीतमानम् तच्चात्मने प्रतिमुखस्य जथामुखश्री तस्मादहं विगत विक्रमैश्वरस्य सर्वात्मना महि गिणामि जथामनीशम् नीचो जयागुण विसर्कमनु प्रविश्य पूये तो दीन हि पुमान्वनीते सर्वेभ्य मे विधिकरास्तवो सत्त्वधामि ब्रह्मादय वयमिषे न च द्विजन्त्वा क्षेमाय भूताय हुतात्म सुखाय चास्यं विकृतं भगवतु रिचिदवतारी तदजच्छमनो मसुरस्या हतास्तयाज्यं मोदे तो साधुरपी वृश्चिक सत्पत्यं लोकाश्च निद्विघ्नितः प्रतिजन्ति सर्वे रूपं नृसिंह विभयाय जनौ स्मरन्ति। प्रहलाद महाराज ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव दे भाष्य सार 50 verses. Each and every line is so important that all Vaishnavas, they have picked up this prayer as very important within the Srimad Bhagavatam Shastra scripture. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that विप्रा दिशर गुण जिता अरविंद नाम पाद अरविंद मुखा सपचं बलिष्ठ सपचं स्वा मीन्स डॉग एंड पचंग मीन्स कुकिंग द इन द ह्यूमन सोसाइटी द लोएस्ट क्लास ऑफ मैन आर कंसिडर द डॉग ईटर्स And the Anusangita, there is a list of different kinds of men eating different kinds of flesh. And in the Ayurveda, there is a list of drabbagun. Drabbagun means medical effect of certain type of things. So that's a very big book. And all kinds of vegetables, all kinds of flesh, all kinds of yeast, and everything is detailed there. And there is a description, what is the effect of eating such and such. But it is not that the Vedic civilization does not know what is the effect of eating flesh. They have got very broad analytical knowledge. And in the recent years, Mr. George Bernard Shaw, he also said that you are what you eat. So, if you eat a certain type of food, then your constitution of the body, mentality, status, everything becomes according to that food. That is a fact. So there is a class of men who are called sapach. Sapach means dog. So, the dog eater is called Chandas. So, Panchama. The human society is divided into four. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. And Panchama means fifth class. So these dog eaters, they are considered as the fifth class. Those who are slave eaters, they are fourth class. And those who are vegetarians, they are first class, second class, third class. And those who are animal food eaters, they are fourth class. And less than that, those who have no distinction of eating any kind of flesh. There are certain classes of nation also. They say the Chinese people, they eat anything. If a man is considered to be situated at a certain status of civilization, according to the modes of material nature, and that is manifested by eating, by behaving, āśār vichār. Āśār means behavior, and vichār means judgment. By advancement of education, one becomes fixed to take things by judgment. That is called vichār. And āśār means kind or behavior. So āśār vichār, the first, second, and third class human being, they are situated in āśār and vichār. And in modern civilization also, they say sometimes that a nation is calculated how far he is civilized by the consumption of amount of soap. That means the soap using nation means the cleanliness. The cleanliness is still considered as the civilized status of unclean status. There are different kinds of cleanliness. Inside Bajjab Bhantaram, cleanliness, simply soap and water cleanliness is not cleanliness. Inside cleanliness also requires. Inside cleanliness, dairy, clearing the barks, the jova system, this is very necessary. They have got a system. If the bowel is not clear, then dhoti, this is called dhoti. The intestine should be clear. So they have a process. Some of the yogis have fresh part that they can take out the intestine from the abdomen and clear it and put it again. Yes? These are the perfection of yoga system. So inside cleanliness is very important thing. If the bowel is not clear, if the stools are congested, the appendicitis disease is means that those who are constipated gradually inside their stool becomes dry and it becomes a block to the intestine. So if it becomes too much blocked, if it is not possible to be cleared, then the modern medical science, they cut the abdomen and cut the part and clear it and again stitch it. That is appendicitis. So far I know, I'm not a medical man. There are so many diseases that is due to this non-clearance of the intestine. Therefore, we have to eat in such proportion and such kind of food that the inside intestines may remain always clear. In a Bengali proverb, there is a saying that Bhuri and Muri, if your these two things are very clear, then there is no question of disease. Bhuri means his abdomen, and Muri means his head. If you keep your head and the belly very clear, then you are free from all this. So, the yoga process by breathing exercise, by that devotee process, there are so many sitting posture, so many things. The whole thing is that they keep the body very fit, brain clear, so that one can think of higher subject matter very nicely. And the more we ease nonsense things, which our nature cannot accept. So there are different classes of men and different kinds of eating. So there is a class of men, dog eaters. I do not know whether in your country there is any class of men who are dog eaters. But India, Assam side, there is a class of men who are still dog eaters. They make a very nice dog preparation. They give the dog to eat rice and molasses mixed together. And try to get it eat more and more, so that by suffocation it dies, eating it. Then the whole dog is burnt. And then they release that roasted dog. Roasted pig and thin, there is a class. They roast the pig and they eat. The pig class of men, they roast dog. And it is called dog cake. Kukul pitha. Pitha means cake and dog means, kukul means dog. So, they are in different parts of the world, 400 and 1,000. And 4,000, 8 million, 8 million and 400,000, yes. So, 8 million other than human beings and 400,000 human beings. So, among these 400 different species of human beings, all classes of, they do not accept species, they say class, starlight. But here, sapajan varishta, manne tadarpita, padarvindramimutha, sapajan varishta. Here, Srila Maharaj is giving preference to a person who is born in a family of dog eaters. Then, to a Brahmin, qualified Brahmin with 12 qualifications, education, qualification, but still, if he is impersonalist or voidist, generally when at the modern age, when one becomes very much advanced in so-called education, he becomes impersonalist, voidist. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, through Prahlad Maharaj's authority, is condemning. He says that such kind of learned Brahmin, even though he is qualified academically and other Brahminical qualifications, but he is only disqualification means that he is not a devotee, then he is lower, he is not even equal to the person who is born in a family of God-eaters, but he is a devotee. The two things are to be studied here, that to become a devotee does not require to take birth in a high aristocratic family or Brahmin family. Because here it is saying sapatam varishtam. That means the person who is considered to be the less than the fourth class man, he also exalted if he is devotee. What is the reason? Because devotee means pranam punati satulam manne tadartita mano vachane vachane pitat. Because devotee means who has dedicated, I have already explained, dedicated his body, mind, and words for Krishna. That is the taste of it. Whether he has engaged these three things to the service of the Lord, then it is good. Body, because our all activities are based on these three principles. With mind, we plan, thinking, feeling, willing. And willing is given practical faith by the bodily work or words by speaking. So this is the test of a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj said, he may be born in a family of the God-eaters, but because he has engaged his body, mind, and words for Krishna, for service of Krishna, then he is better, he is superior, he is in superior position than the so-called Brahmin with all good qualifications, but without any devotional spirit. And why he is preferred? That is, pranam punati sapulam. This man, this samaja, or the man born in the family of Chandan, he is able to deliver his whole dynasty. Whole dynasty. Sapulam. His very word is used here. Pranam punati. He personally becomes purified, there is no doubt about it. Pranam. His life is perfect. Punati. Punati means purified. And sapulam. Sapulam means along with his family. He is not only personally becoming purified, but his parents' father, his father, his brother. So kulam, kulam, kulam means the whole family. Sakulam punati. Aravinda nabha pala aravinda pramukha katham bhuta sapacham. What kind of good class man? He is not good class man. He may be born in a fifth class family, but he is not fifth class. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, directly his father is a great demon, but he is not demon. It does not mean that a person born of low family is also low. This is not the verdict of Vedas. The Vedic culture was lost or put into difficulty simply for the reason when the Vedic followers in India, they made this classification of Brahmin, Kshatriya as hereditary. There is hereditary preference, certainly. If a man is born in a Brahmin family, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. But by the contamination of Kali Yuga, all higher class families, they have been contaminated. For example, we find it all this in the Kalan Maharaj's text. The Indian one is belonging to the higher great family. But that is not simply by birthright. There are regulative principles, just like our society members. Simply by being a member of the society, being situated, is not all. He has to keep himself always alert in the principles. Then he is all right. Otherwise he is falling down. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, on all Vedic teachers, it is stated that the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, the higher class, how they can keep up their status? You must keep your status. Just like in England, the rule is that when a man is recognized as knight or lord by his activities, in order to continue the family as lord family, they have to deposit a certain amount of money so that they can continue to keep up the position of lord family. That amount should be deposited in the government treasury. So you cannot withdraw that, but you can enjoy the interest of it. That's a huge amount. Otherwise, how he can keep up the status of lord family? And the eldest son of the family is awarded the title lord, and he gets that interest and keeps up the status. But as you know it. So simply to take birth in a big family or a high family is not all. One has to qualify himself and keep up the status, the tradition of the family. That is. Otherwise, similarly, the opposite side, a man may be born in a family of dog eaters, but if he keeps himself as dog eater, then he will be dog eater family. But if he changes his status, no more dog eater, but he is a devotee, he is not counted as belonging to that family. Either this side or that side. A man born in a high family, if he is unable to keep up the status of the standard of living and tradition of that high family, then he does not belong. Similarly, a man born in the lower family, if he does not keep to the status of that lower family, he gets to this standard of Brahmin family, Vaishnava family, then he should be considered belonging to that status. Not that because he is born in that God-eater family, he cannot become a Brahmin. No, this is not the Vedic. A person born in the God-eater family can be raised to the standard of Brahmin family, or a person born in the Brahmin family can be lowered down to the status of a dog-eater family. He does not keep the status. So it is the qualification. That is Vedic. So as soon as this standard method was changed into mechanical, a person born in Dhanari family, he may be less than a Dravidas family, he is worshipped as Dhanari. This has reigned the Indian civilization. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in these days, he did not survive. He did not survive. He actually followed the Vedic principle. He said that it doesn't matter. One is not responsible for his birth. How can one be responsible? Maybe the father and mother different, or somewhere other he is born in that father and mother. But he has got a certain type of body, but that
he is
responsible for it. He is responsible in the final sense that due to some of his past misdeeds, he has been born in that way. But that is not the prime response. The prime responsibility is that everyone is open to accept Krishna consciousness, just like for love. He is born of a demon's father. But Krishna consciousness is open for him, he has accepted. So he is not to be considered as one of the members of the demon family. So he is personally recognizing that such a person, even born in lower family, he can purify himself by Krishna consciousness. And he can purify his whole family. This is very particularly noted. This word is sakulam. Sa means root and kulam means sand. Sakulam kunat. Sakulam. Pranam kunat is sakulam natu gurimanaha. But that man who is simply proud that I am born in such and such family, he is a rascal. Because this false prestige is rascal. The false prestige has killed the Vedic civilization. When I came to your country, I saw nice boys and girls, finely educated, belonging to respectable family, and they are taking to any kind of work, it doesn't matter. So I was very much pleased. But in India, a man born in Brahmin family, and if he is mostly that poverty stricken at the present moment, if he is asked that you can come and take Delhi, 5 rupees, you can watch the Jesus, or he will never accept. He will starve to death, but he will not accept. He will think, oh, I have born in a Brahmin family. How can I watch your desire? Then this is false prestige. Why? You are not doing the activities of a Brahmin. You are poverty stricken. You are not educated. Why do you claim that you are Brahmin? But that false prestige is there. Oh, I am Brahmin. And society accepts also. Oh, yes. They will hesitate. Even if he accepts, then yes, I shall wash your dishes, the family will not allow him. They say, oh, you are coming from Brahmin. How can you wash my dishes? We shall go to hell. These notions are there. So he is suffering and he is suffering by these false prestige. Both of them suffering. But when I saw in your country that any boy, any girl is prepared to work anything, very nice. Oh. All right, I have no money, so I can accept. And the present, considering the present status, everything has stopped fairly. Therefore, to bring everything on the equal level of high standard and perfectional standard is Krishna consciousness. If the people of the world accept this philosophy, Krishna consciousness, there is no more higher or lower level. Sama, sarvesu bhutesu. Sama. Sama means equal. All living entities on the same level. How is this possible? Brahma Bhuta, when they are identified with Brahma. That means Krishna. Krishna is part of Brahma. So, when one identifies his body, his mind, his activities, everything with Krishna, then there is no such distinction of higher and lower. Either in word, or in thinking, or in action, no more. Because that is the truly feasible purpose. Never mind what was your status of life, what was your family life, it doesn't matter. Pranam punati saphalam is immediately purified. Not only himself, but with his whole family. Purified. Pranam punati saphalam. And that man, he is under false prestige, impression, that I am this and that, he cannot deliver himself, because this false, what is the value of false prestige? False prestige has no value. If you are actually Brahmin, if you are actually king, you can be proud of your position that I am king and this person. But actually, we are less than the Kapocha, the God eater. But why should you be proud of your false prestige? Therefore, by that false prestige, he cannot even deliver himself what to speak of his family. That is fitting. That man, Kapocha, born because he has dedicated his life, his mind and words for Krishna. He is able to deliver himself and his family, but this man who is puffed out with false prestige, he cannot deliver himself and what to speak of his family. This is clearly described by Prahlad Maharaj. Tasmin arvinda nabhe arpita mano adaya jena tam hitam karma. Manne tadarpita manavasane hitam jitahatam. Because he has dedicated his life for Krishna, therefore he can do this. He can purify himself and purify his family. Gorishtrapya hetu sa evam bhuta tapasa sadvam kulam punati. Siddhar Maharaj also, Siddhar Shyam, he is a great learned scholar, original commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is accepted as the great authority by Lord Chaitanya. He is not ordinary commentator. So, he gives his opinion that Bodhisattva Hetu, why he is adored so much? Bodhisattva Evam Bhuta Tapasa, such kind of tapasa, person born in the family of God, that Sarvam Kulam Purti, he purifies his whole family. So these are authoritative statements. Bhurimana Gadvejasta Satu Vipro Atmanam Kinapunati. And those who are placed in that false prestige that I am this Brahmin, I am born in Brahmin family, and this and that, Siddhasan says that false pride, prestige, garbhojas, satu, satu vipra, asan, he may be a vipra, a qualified Brahmin, but he cannot purify himself. What to speak of him is said. This is the remark by Siddhasan. Atmano pinapun kuta kulam. Jata bhakti hina sa ete guna gadvaya bhavanti natu sudhaya ata hina iti bhava. It is very nice comment. It says that without devotion and charity, without being Krishna conscious, one is surely to become falsely pumped. Because he has got his bodily concept of that. Siddhartha clearly says that bhakti-hinasya ete guna, ete guna, all these material qualifications, highly educated, and sama-dama, pratikha, practice, how to control the mind, senses, everything is complete. So ete guna, when one becomes thus qualified, becomes proud. That is the material status of life. Pride is a material. Pride means if one is too much proud of his acquisition, either educational or material wealth. That means he is in the material plan. This very test. A devotee is never proud. He is humble. Humble and mean. Just Lord Jesus Christ also said, the humble and mean will attain the kingdom of God. Is it not? So, Vaishnava is humble and meek. He is not proud. Because even if he has got great amount of wealth, good qualification, everything, he thinks that these things are Krishna. I am his servant. I have got the opportunity to serve him with these qualifications. If I am highly educated, if I have got good knowledge, if I am great philosopher, scientist, everything, if I do not engage all these qualifications to Krishna's service, then I shall naturally become falsely proud, and that is the cause of my pride. I will never be able to approach God. Because I'm not humble and meek. But as soon as one engages his qualifications for Krishna's service, a scientist, he can present so many scientific theories to prove that there is God. That is his perfection of scientific knowledge. If a philosopher writes articles to convince man that Krishna is the supreme personality of God, because there are men who want to understand the absolute truth through philosophy, through science. So it is the duty of those who are scientifically advanced, philosophically advanced, or materially advanced, wealthy, they should engage all these past Krishna study. Because we have to engage ourselves, devotee means Prana is a big javas. Life, wealth, prana means life, wealth, artha means wealth, prana, artha, dhyā, intelligence. Prana is a big javas, and words. If one has no money, no intelligence, he can use his words. Can go to the people and he can say, please chant, preach. He can do. So this preaching word, the service of Krishna, is not, blocked by any disqualification, if one is ready to serve. So Siddhartha Maharaj says, that's pride, iti guna, kadvayo bhavanti. If one is simply materially qualified, that becomes the cause of his false prestige and pride. That's all. What to speak of purifying himself. And he, Samanti, not Shuddhaya. Shuddhaya. Shuddhaya means purification. The first purificatory process as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Amanityam, Adamlittam, Ahimsa. Amanityam. Humbleness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tinadati Sunichena Tarorati Saishma. Humbler than the blade of grass. And tolerant than the tree. So, these are the qualifications, spiritual qualifications. So if one becomes falsely proud, then where is his spiritual qualification? Everything is lost. Everything gone in his head. So in spite of his all good qualifications, if he is simply proud, then everything becomes zero. Of course, not in this country, in our country, milk is considered to be very nice, nutritious food. But if there is a drop of wine mixed with milk, I will be there. Come on, finished. If it is touched by the leaf of the saffron, it is finished. Come on. Similarly, if one may have all these qualifications, if you become a Brahmin or Kshatriya or very high caste, very aesthetic, all this, that's all right. But if it is simply false prestige, if it is meant for simply showing one's false prestige, then those qualifications have no value. And when there is no value, he cannot purify himself, what to speak of purifying his whole family. But this man is born in the family of Sapacha, dog eater, because he has taken to Krishna consciousness, because he has become humble and meek, because he has engaged his body, mind and voice for the service of Krishna, he can purify himself and he can deliver his whole time. Thank you. Oh, there are many. Thakur Haridas, he is born in Mahavajan family and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the place. Dhamacharya, he became the acharya of preaching. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole mission was entrusted to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared for preaching the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. And practically, he entrusted the business to Haridas Thakur, who was by his birth a Mahavira. There are many others. Many others. There's a Pullar Mahara. He is born of a demon father. He is also Acharya. Amongst the 12 recognized Acharya of Bhagavad. Sambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kumara Kabila Manu, Pullar. There are 12 recognized acharyas of the Bhagavad school, and Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. This Prahlad Maharaj. Because he is born of a demon father, a demonic father. They can do anything. They are even flesh eaters. They are everything. Demons means flesh eaters. They are doing evil. I would say drunkards, gamblers, woman hunters. These are the qualifications of the demons. Because demons means materialistic, that's all. And these four qualifications must be there, materialistic. Woman hunter, and drunkard, and flesh eater, and gambler. Wherever you find these four principles, they are demons. So Prahlad Maharaj himself was born of the demon family. He was, his all class friends were born of demon father. His country was demonic country. His family was demonic. And he became a great devotee. Of course, that is very long time narration. But in our recent years, Hridas Thakur, he was born of a Mohammedan family. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. They were, of course, originally they were Brahmins, but they fell down on account of this association. And formally, they accepted service. Brahmin could not accept any service. And they accepted service from Mohammedan government. They immediately were, what is called, ostracized from the Brahmin society. They are not accepted in the society. But they changed their name, Sakar Malli and Dorika. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked them up and made them Goswamis. Goswamis means the great teachers, Guru. Goswami means there are many instances. Not one, but many thousands. And originally, even in the Vedic case, Upanishad, there is one, Satyakam Javal Upanishad. That story I have told, that the Satyakam, he went to Gautam Muni for initiation. So, formally the spiritual master will not accept anybody as disciple if he is not born in a Brahmin family. So he was asked, who is your father? So he could not give his father's name. Then he asked him, go to your mother, who is your father? Just try to understand and let me know. Then he went to his mother, and mother said, my dear boy, I do not know who is your father. I have many friends, I do not know by whom you are born. And he came back and said, Gaudama, my mother said that he had many friends. She cannot say this is my exact father. Oh, you are Brahmin. Come on. I didn't see. You are Brahmin. Qualification. He said the plain truth. Qualification. Come on. Nobody will say that, so I know my father had many friends and I do not know what it is. Everyone will try to hide this, but he plainly said, because you are so truthful, therefore his name is Satyakam. Satyakam means he does not know. That is the first qualification of a Brahmin. Satyakam, he should be truthful, even to the enemies. Nobody becomes truthful to the enemy. He does not disclose the secret. But Brahmin is supposed to be so much truthful that if the enemy asks that, what is your position? He says, this is my position. So, the picture, say, by quality, what quality? So this is our process. Our Krishna consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu process is that if anyone is a little inclined to Krishna, so he should give in all facilities to become developed. That is Pancharatri Vidhi. According to Vedic Vidhi, according to Vedic way, just like we are initiating, nobody can be initiated unless he is born of family. His father must have been Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya. Then he can initiate. But Pancharatri Vidhi, they say, nobody is Brahmin, Sudra, Arya. Everyone is Sudra. Kalu Sudra Sambhava. In this age, nobody is actually born of a Brahmin family or Kshatriya family. That is accepted because nobody is keeping up their standard. They are simply following some false prestige. So therefore, the Pancharatri Vidhi, they do not recognize anybody as qualified Brahmin. Everyone should, beginning from the lower stage, get in conversant in Krishna consciousness, then initiate him and gradually elevate him by this process. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is based on this process, that we accept everyone as Lobo. Even if he is my Guru Maharaj, even if he is born of a Brahmin family, he would not recognize that he is a Brahmin. He would treat him as others. And even if he had his sacred thread from his family, Guru Maharaj would say, throw it out. That him said. Yes. The Guru Maharaj, he is coming from a Brahmin family. He had to throw out his own sacred thread, and he was part of initiated. He did not recognize anyone as Brahmin at high class. No, everyone is Sudra. Come on, new beginning, new life. So that is the whole basic principle of our Krishna consciousness. We take everyone as this quality coming from Swapasya. But he should be given the chance to become a Vrindavan Thakur. That is our whole process. Why do you inquire one or two instances? This is all the process is like that. There are at least 9 qualifications. He must be truthful. He must be controlling the sense, mind. He must be tolerant. Then, sattva, tama, dama, shaucha. He must be clean. And he must believe in the shastra, in the scriptures. And he must be conversant with the Shastri knowledge. These are the qualifications of that. The first qualification is that he must be truthful. Just like this Sattva. He plainly said the real truth. And he was immediately accepted. Yes, you have got the qualification of that. He can speak the truth. Truth may be palatable and flavorful, that is. Everything is palatable to somebody and palatable to others. One man's food, another man's spoil. But that doesn't matter. But the thing should be presented as it is. That is it. There is no hide and seek policy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially, was very much against untruth. Junior Hridas Thakur was rejected because he showed a little symptom of untruthfulness. who was living in the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as in the renounced order of life. But he had at his heart for sex life. Immediately he was rejected. Of course, this was a great feature. But he never had rejected Grihastha. He knows that Grihastha has sex life. So he never rejected. So if you want sex life, become a Grihastha. Just have a wife. Deeply. But if you want to have sex life at the same time, you want to keep yourself as Brahmacharya, this is not true. This is condemned. That is the, in a sense, shown by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that junior is asked, you are keeping himself as renounced, but thinking of sex, you are rejected. But there are many household devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. So truthfulness in spiritual life, truthfulness is the first part. American Pandita, Satta Samadama Pitika, Ajava, Astikam, Jnanam, Vidyanam, Pratukarma Samadha. There are many other qualities, and especially, specifically, a Brahmin should have these nine qualities. But another point is that if one is sincerely in Krishna consciousness, all the good qualifications is the automatic. Therefore, we give most stress on Krishna consciousness, and if he is very sincere in Krishna consciousness, all good qualifications will come. So you can chant it harmonious. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
सिद्धांत सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी को वाती है, अनंत प्रभु वैष्णव की जय, रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर जी है, प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर गौर भक्त जय, श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडी की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय, स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमुद्ध गौर, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमुद्ध गौर, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असमुद्ध गौर, थैंक यू वेरी मच। Oh, God, it's so hard.